A boy's home watchman quit his job after seeing a boy being beaten to a near pulp, the inquiry into abuse and care has heard. Pulotu Arthur Gus Solomon was 26 when he was employed by All Wairaka Boys Home in 1970. But he stayed for just 4 weeks as he couldn't bear it any longer. Our reporter Andrew McRae has been at the hearing in Mangere.
Pulotu Solomon's evidence was read to the Royal Commission by his daughter Tupe Solomon Tanoa E. Pulotu was told by other staff not to fraternise with the boys because if you do, you look weak.
I could tell they were reluctant to say anything. But after a couple of weeks of talking to them, I think some of them knew that I was on their side. But I didn't want to push it because if they were found talking to me, then they would be in trouble. It was a sad place.
He says a staff member asked if he knew what went on in the secure unit after boys who ran away were brought back. He replied he didn't.
He said that we put them in there for the night and next day. We, referring to the guards, go in and we give them such a thrashing that they do not want to go out again.
Pulotu said one incident really shocked him and helped him make up his mind to leave. It involved a staff member lunging at a boy and punching and kicking him.
I thought to myself, what is going on here? The boy was on the floor. His mate was standing there, and so was I. This poor kid was hammered to a pulp. It happened so fast.
A colleague's advice was, keep your trap shut, just do your work, and don't say too much.
It made me question what was going on there, but she would reassure me, saying, no, just play it by the book. So I left it at that.
He says as children in welfare homes are there for a reason, there's no use in sending them to a place where people do not look after them properly.
What these kids need are people to be supportive, talk to them, care for them, be patient with them and listen to them.
Pulotu Solomon says welfare homes need staff who are of high standing, with good morals and a good upbringing, who lift standards. He says it comes down to the quality of the people that run the institutions.